It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than an edited movie.
Yes.
The number to call in should you choose, 845-986-8804. Join our chat room, please. DenPen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click on live broadcast. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here soon, I guess.
Yeah.
On the show, Twitter says no more political ads, but Facebook says keep them coming. We can't have enough of them. So we'll see. We'll discuss that. The movie Booksmart had a lot of lesbian content edited out on a Delta flight.
What?
Yeah. So Delta says it wasn't us. It was our third-party company that did that. They're not the only one who uses third-party company. That caused a whole hubbubaloo. We'll do that in turbulent air. Pip's got some stories for In the Barrel. We haven't done that in a while, so Joe and I will go mano a mano in the barrel. That'll be fun. We haven't played a game in a while.
No.
So it'll be fun. Let's see. I am introducing a brand new girl.
What? Oh, wow.
Scamming Scammers.
Yes.
As we have turned the page from Ann Jackson for now.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure she'll reappear in some form, but we won't be having the segments upon segments of Ann Jackson.
Right. This will be very exciting to have a brand new person.
Yes. So we will be doing Clara Morgan.
Wow.
So we will get through that, and I will give the backstory on that, a brand new girl for that I – this is from last year. This is from 2018.
Cool.
When this one happens. So it's been in the can for a little while, so we'll share that. Are you excited? Stories are back?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see what I came up with.
I wish I made popcorn.
You should have. And I've been very busy with my current stories, too.
Yeah.
With one of them, I've done a twist I've never done before. I'm enjoying it. We'll see where that goes.
Interesting, because you were like bursting the other week with stuff that was going on at that moment. You're like, oh, I can't tell you guys.
And another one I'm trying to break up with, but it's fucking hard.
You know, it's just that animal magnetism.
There's a great white song called Big Goodbye. It starts, hey, hey, baby, no more lies. Hey, hey, baby, this is the big goodbye. So when I'm ready, I will probably drop that video into the little Instagram feed for her, like a little message.
Funny.
There. Because I love me some great white. So if I can incorporate them, I will do that. And then in the Afterbirth show, there's like a haunted house that goes above and beyond, that's like psychological torture, waterboarding. There's a petition to shut it down.
Yeah, I was reading the article to Mr. Helix. Mm-hmm. Well, we are on the way to a haunted attraction, and we were like, what?
So we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley.
Very much so.
So it seems pretty intense. So I'll tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot to do. Let's see. So yesterday was the birthday.
The birthday. Da, 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 da. How was it?
Very low key.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Very low key. I mean, the wife has been sick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I've been sleeping down here for like a week.
Oh, and it was only because of the sickness this time.
Only because of the sickness this time, yes.
Oh, really?
I sleep better down here because I don't got cats walking on my head, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, I know the nightly
yeah.
catwalk.
And
I
then, like,
that.
Down here when I wake up at like 4 a.m. for no reason, I can just turn on the TV
yeah.
and go back to sleep, which I can't do upstairs. Although the other night, I'm trying to go to sleep. It was like Sunday night when we just turned back the clocks.
Right.
So it's like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like really tired. And the cat comes down. Maui comes down
yeah.
with one of her toy mouse. And this went on for like 10 minutes. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like, really? You have to do this? Joe's girl says happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe's girl.
Yes.
But, you know, she's like an old cat, so I'm not really going to discipline her for that. So it's like, you know what? One day she won't be doing this. Just enjoy the... Meow, 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 meow.
I know.
Are you fucking kidding me? There's a whole house of people you could be annoying right now. You had to take the mouse from the main level, come down to the den area
yep.
while I'm trying to sleep. Lights are off. I've had enough of the fucking day. Day before my birthday. Meow, meow. All right. But, yeah, so I realized on my birthday, I tend to work. And a lot of people have to work on their birthday, but I don't have a day program.
Right.
So you would think I wouldn't necessarily work on my birthday. I mean, I've been a couple years. There was a couple years back-to-back years ago, not too long ago, where I was in the Bahamas for 2 years in a row on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
I was working Atlantis.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of cool to go, hey, I'm in the Bahamas on my birthday, but I was alone.
Eating bologna sandwiches.
Eating bologna sandwiches. Yeah, getting free drinks, though, at the club. But, yeah, eating bologna sandwiches. So I felt kind of lonely.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, hey, I'm in paradise. All alone!
That is actually a really tough feeling.
Yeah. It's like, nobody's going to feel fucking bad for you when you're taking a selfie. They were on my Facebook page. Like, taking a selfie of yourself, like, with the beach, like, the ocean in the background.
Right.
I got to tell you, a few years ago, so it's probably... Three and four years ago, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago, looked a lot fucking better. I realize now I am at the age where I look better with a hat and sunglasses. Although I did not have sunglasses in these pictures. But like you even made a comment, like, why are you wearing your sunglasses? Like, that's fucking better. It's cover up as much of the face as possible.
Well, you know, I was going for the full face hiding system, you know, but... I was brought out into the public because our new PR guy was adamant that we do videos and such.
It's good though; people like seeing you. Like the comments.
Poor bastards.
No, the comments on your page when you share the Afterbirth show have been very positive.
Yeah, no, they've been very nice.
Yeah, people thrill. People like to see what you're doing. They like what you do.
Yeah.
And they're seeing another, you know, they're seeing another side of you. It's worked out well.
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been okay. I'm not always pleased with what I see, but...
But see, that reminds me. So tonight, we're going to video record, as well as do the normal radio show and podcast, of the Scamming the Scammers, and that might go on YouTube.
Yeah.
So there might be even more video elements.
Oh, dear.
So we'll see. I'm going to record it tonight. It's not in high def, because the only high def camera I have is my phone. So it's going to be standard definition, but I'm going to record.
Good. And could you put a little wax on the lens like they used to do with the older actresses on Star Trek? They used to have like a light glow, kind of a fuzzy glow.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, please.
So
Vaseline.
So that might be up there.
Well, that'll be interesting.
So, yeah.
You lucky people.
No, I'm just trying to do a bunch of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll video record that. More technology for me to worry about during the show.
Just
what I wanted. So I work a lot on my birthday, but and in the past couple of years, I feel like I've done the radio show quite a bit on my birthday. Like, I feel it's fallen on Tuesday nights.
Right.
Which is cool. It's like a lot of people would want to go out and everything. But I kind of like what I do. I'm lucky that way.
Yeah.
Like, I like hanging out and doing this show. I like performing on stage. So mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's cool. And I got to perform at the comic strip last night.
Nice.
Which, as Joe and I have talked about in the past, you know, back a decade ago, 15 years ago, maybe longer, was a fucking house of horrors for us.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we had to get past a woman called Starla in order to get past at the club.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, and she knew... I mean, Joe and I have talked about
this.
I got
a chill when I heard that name.
No, I mean, she knew nothing about comedy. Not that we should or shouldn't have been past, but she would introduce you, and she would fucking give you an intro that would bury you, and it was just brutal, and it was set up for failure, and it was... Myself and Joe and a bunch of my peers from that time, very funny comics, but a lot of them are still in it, you know, still have had successful careers, but we couldn't get past this woman.
Wow, that's really a shame that, you know, that there's a gatekeeper like that doesn't know what they're doing.
I remember the last time I was in front of Starla, I was so disgusted with the whole fucking thing and with her
mm-hmm.
that I left her. I didn't even wait to talk to her because you're supposed to wait to hear. I didn't wait to talk. I was just like disgusted with the way she intros people. I walked out and I had an opportunity to do another spot in another city in the city that night. And I didn't even, I'm like, nah, I don't feel like I'm just going home. That's how disgusted
wow.
I was with the process. And Joe
That's
was,
not like you.
No, I was just, I was disgusted with Starla.
What happened to her? Why is she not there anymore?
I don't know. I
dead?
Mean, no, she's not dead. Nobody misses her. you know, most people don't. I don't know. I mean, I know she was working at the NBA at the time. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what happened, but she's not there anymore. Now they have a whole different process to get to the club, I guess.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like a house of horror. So the comic strip, you know, because I performed there several months ago and it went really well, and I talked about that on the mm-hmm. show. But the comic strip, not that it deserves this exalted status. I mean, it's a club. It's a fine club. But it's nothing special.
But it's got a great name.
It does. But the comic strip to peers of Joe, myself, and comics of a certain generation that had to get through Starla, it has like a certain thing to it. Like,
yeah.
So it was nice to perform at the strip and went well.
Good.
Wasn't, you know. Well, it's funny about me. It's like, yeah, I'm getting consistent laughs. Not enough. Getting applause, that should be more.
You know, oh, God. You know, but think about, you just did the Jewish community show, and that was a disaster.
That wasn't a Jewish community show.
No. The one where, wait, the that senior
was
just, one.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with Jews.
Oh, sorry.
Just
sorry, Jews.
Run-of-the-mill old senior citizens who they busted.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, this was much better. But
sorry, Mel.
Every show I've had since then has been much better. Yeah. All the shows leading up to it were much better.
Much better. No, we hear about hell gigs, but it's like I remember from my limited experience doing it that I always did much better in comedy clubs than in places that were just like an event that popped up or in a bar or something like that, because there were so many other distractions. But in a comedy club, they've gone there to see comedy and they want to have a good time.
Sure, until I meet them. And there's one guy in the back. I don't know. I'm like towards the end of my set. I got to get off, and he goes like, "Oh, fuck you!" to me.
Really?
So I held a point. I held a pause. I looked at him. I go, no. And I got a big laugh. which is like a different tactic than I usually. Normally, I'll go after them. And
yeah, but that was good. No. That's good. That's really good.
It seemed to work. It wasn't premeditated. I had already horsed around with him a little bit before.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I said something about Jewish people. And he's like, hey, yeah. Like one of the I go, said the guy who got it on a Groupon. It's like, because I'm doing a 10-minute set. I don't have time.
I don't have time to horse around with you.
No, it's not like I had shit I wanted to get to because I really wasn't prepared, but it's called a bad parent show. So it's like I knew I had to do the two jokes that involve my kid.
Oh,
so
I see.
So I had to work those in. One of which I came up with on the show. It was something I riffed, and Joe said, Joe often says this, I'll use
don't
it in the
act. Use that, yeah.
And I never do. Not, no disrespect to Joe, I just forget it.
Oh.
As soon as it leaves my mouth.
I should be jotting that shit down.
You really should be. But this one I did, this was about my daughter. It's like, you know, when we were growing up, you know, our parents kind of ignored us.
Right.
But now you're supposed to check in with your daughter. How do you feel? You know, what do you identify? Who are you? I say, you know, I got to be honest. I've never asked my daughter who she is. Oddly enough, she frequently asks me who the hell I think I am.
That's good.
Yeah. And that happened on this show.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
now.
I've done it a few times. And it's actually, the joke is getting stronger and stronger. So
good.
But yeah, it was a good experience. I'm lucky that I have this job that is fairly enjoyable.
You know, I don't do the same thing. I have a day program, but I've often liked, I mean, not minded going to work on my birthday, because I've been lucky enough to work in places where my coworkers are really kind and like to, like, do birthday stuff for
sure.
you or whatever.
Makes it good.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's pleasant when everybody's like, yay, happy birthday. And like, you know, if they get a cake or, you know.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Or everybody signs a card or something. That's really nice.
Yeah, in my case, I get made fun of a little less if I show
up. Yeah, a little less.
I mean, it really was not. My birthday was not a big deal, but I don't make a big deal of my birthday. But it was cool to get the first show out of the year, out of the
way of the 45th year. Because, like, wow, 45 years ago, I was coming through a vagina, and now look at me.
Wow, that's a way to look at
45 it. 45 years have made a big change. I'll tell you one thing. I was not standing on a stage 45 years ago. No. I was being held and slapped around.
Well, that could be accomplished.
It could be, especially in the city.
Yeah,
for,
really.
For a fee. But it's like, but it's like, yeah, 45 years. Huh. There it is.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
I feel like it's old. I feel like I can.
You
no
feel
long...
like you're old?
No, I feel fucking fantastic.
Yeah, there you go.
I told you, I feel good. I mean, sometimes you know things hurt. You go, ah, that's annoying. That's yeah, achy. But I feel good. I feel good. It's just everything else is going to shit. I've told you this though.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This is nothing new.
No,
it's just gonna keep on grinding. I mean, 20 years ago I was 25. That's prime time.
Right.
20 years from now I'm gonna be 65. Fuck.
Oh, you know, well, you know, there's the, see, now, you know, well, I refer to you amongst my friends out in the world as my, the work husband, because.
Oh, I'm a work husband?
Yeah, you're the work husband.
I had no idea.
You didn't know?
Where
oh.
did we work honeymoon? I had no idea.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, because there was one period of time where it seemed like. Whenever I was going out with this one particular friend of mine, the phone would buzz, and it was you.
Oh, and she goes, "That was something that you needed to be disciplined for."
Yes, of course. And so I look at the phone.
You would let you would let the work family down. So I needed to. I need to.
Of course, I did. So, and so the phone would buzz, and she go, "It's the work husband, isn't it?" Because it was like really weird. It was like when it was my friend Barbara. Whenever I was with Barbara, all of a sudden the phone would buzz, and she's like, "It's like he knows." And I'm like, "I know. It's really weird timing."
I had no idea, but really, yeah. You should check in more. I mean, we're in a work relationship here.
I know, and
I had no idea it was the work husband.
And all my reports are late.
I don't even get none of that workplace sex. Fucking shitty relationship this is.
Well, wait a minute. Now, there's not necessarily sex with a work husband. It's just...
Oh, so it really is like a marriage.
It is like a marriage, oh, yeah. Yes.
What are the fucking benefits of it, then?
Well, see, my work husband is 10 years younger than me, and my real husband is almost 10 years older than me. So it's...
So you're in the middle of this threesome.
Yes, I am.
It works out really well for you.
Sure it does.
You're like,
it's
you're
good
like
to be
a
this...
But you're like a work cougar.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because here's the good thing about this show.
That's yeah.
why it will, I will never stop doing it. I am the youngest one on the show, and that makes me feel good.
I know, and you know what? You'll never catch up.
Exactly.
I know.
I might drop dead, and then the show's over.
Yeah, but and we probably will be the death of you.
It'll be called Davin's Death, and that'll be the last one.
Davin's Death.
All right, not that fucking funny.
Last, yes, it is. Last episode.
Fucking Joe saying snarky things at the funeral.
Oh yeah,
probably like the wedding where he'll fucking almost drop me when he's one of the pallbearers.
Dude, you know that they're gonna try to have a roast.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's bookending the big events of your life.
People walk out of the funeral.
Yeah, it's like, this is bad. Mic drop into the hole with the casket.
Yeah. So what's going on?
So I was thinking about this on the way up. Well, I mean. What's happening in my life is that if you saw the video promoting tonight's show, is that we just can't stop ourselves, and we got free passes to a Halloween horror house in Connecticut on Sunday night, and so we were like, yeah, let's go. So we went up there, and it was good in spots, but then there were other spots that weren't so great. Like there was one. Series of rooms that you went through that they gave you 3D glasses, and they had all these horrifying things painted in all these
sounds like a Manilow concert.
Bright colors. But it was
when it was Barry Manilow flying through the room.
Well, if he's a giant spider monster, yes. No,
it would have been better if Barry was riding the giant spider monster. You would have felt uplifted instead of horrified.
I would have.
Barry Manilow makes everything better.
I don't know.
By the
that.
Way, I don't mean to distract, but just bringing
That's
up
okay.
Barry Manilow real quickly. So I did that.
Do we have to?
I did that fundraiser at Catch a Rising Star. I had talked about for the manager there who's ill.
Right.
And a bunch of comics showed up, and a friend of mine is a comic who I don't see very often, but you know, friendly. Not like Joe and I are friends, but friendly and everything. He goes, I just got to say, I was so impressed that you put the Barry Manilow picture up there. You just owned it. It's like me and my wife love Manilow, seen him a bunch of times, but I won't put that up there. And he's older than me. He's like, I won't put that up. But you put it out there and you owned it. I'm like, you damn straight I did.
Yeah. Well, you damn straight is a strange turn of a phrase to use during this conversation.
Not at all. Not at all. Real men love Manilow. I just thought that was like even
T-shirt.
Yes. Manilow.
Manilow.
I just thought that was funny. It's like, here this guy who loves Barry Manilow with his wife. Like, they enjoy Manilow. Like, nobody in this house likes Manilow like I do. Nobody,
right.
But, you know.
Nobody in this room loves Manilow like you do.
Not that I'm a huge fan, but, you know.
No, but you enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure.
But you know what? You are secure in your manhood. That you are not afraid to say that you will go to see Barry Manilow, that you like Air Supply.
You know what? Here's the key to being secure in your manhood. Very simple. Men, crowd around the radio.
Yeah.
Or the computer, or whatever you're fucking listening, or your AirPods. The way to be secure in your manhood is to realize you're unfuckable.
What?
Once you realize you're unfuckable, nothing matters. You're not trying to impress anymore. It's over.
Honey, I've lived my whole life this way.
Right, so you should be very secure.
Extremely grounded.
But it's like, I have these struggles of insecurity, but at the end of the day, unfuckable.
Yep.
So if you are comfortable.
God, I hope neither of our spouses are listening.
They know.
It's like, what does that make them?
Desperate. If you are uncomfortable and how unfuckable you are, it doesn't matter. Because if you think about it, we put on airs
to be fuckable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm done. There's no more airs.
Embrace the unfuckability.
That's what I do.
Yes.
I take a proud picture in front of the theater where Manilow is. I got Manilow behind me, and I fucking owned it. Because the only one who's going to want to fuck me after that picture is a dude, and I'm not looking to do that. So there's no pressure. It's very freeing to be unfuckable.
It really is freeing. You know, as you get to be middle-aged, all of a sudden you notice that a lot of the male gaze is gone.
The male gaze. What is the male gaze?
The male, well, you know, it's like you feel, as a female, you feel guys staring at you. And
oh!
And you feel
fuck.
The attention.
I thought nobody noticed.
Oh, no, we know.
Damn, that's why I've been called a lech now.
Yeah, we feel the
really.
Yeah, well, and there's also the elevator glance up, down, eyeballs.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you see it.
Well, I know of the turn back.
You see the turn back.
Here's the problem with me.
You
with
feel
the
turn back.
Here's the problem with me and the turn back. I turn back. Nobody turns back to look at me. It's very disappointing. No, it just makes me fine with the Manilow shit. It's like, oh, it's all right. It's been determined.
But it's actually kind of good because you get to stare longer, right?
No, it's disappointing.
Oh.
It's like, well, they're not even curious to see, to drink in more of this. It's terrible.
Well, so there comes a point where you realize it's done when you get to a certain age and you realize that there are younger hotters everywhere you go, and so you are invisible. So I could walk around naked and no one would even notice.
Huh.
Yeah, or I could walk around with, you know, $20 bills taped to every part of my body. No one would notice.
Let's be honest. Mm. This whole charade with all the fucking weights, complete waste of time. I should stop. It's not helping. It's not helping.
No, it makes you feel better about yourself, though.
Not when I'm doing it.
Why
should I feel better about myself if I start as unfuckable and I end as unfuckable? I could be I could be unfuckable and live my veal life. I don't have to be unfuckable with muscles.
No, but see, because another married person here, it's like on the off chance that maybe something, some kind of musk should float through the room and you should become fuckable to your spouse.
Yeah, they have to. It's like a job.
I know, but you have
it's
to.
It's like a chore, like, you know, making the bed, which Joe can't do, apparently, if you're a friend with him on Facebook.
He can't.
I actually said to him, because he was, like, struggling with it, I go, you know, you have somebody in your life, meaning Joe's girl,
yeah.
Who could help you with this?
Yeah, she could point out the fine points of deep pockets,
yeah.
Elastic.
Like, I don't know if Joe's girl has... can do this, but I assume she can, since most adults but Joe can.
Yeah, no, I think that she has probably accomplished this once or twice in her life, because beds have been changed in her home.
Yeah, Joe is struggling with fitted sheets, so it's like, you know, you don't have to give up, you just have to ask.
I think that there could be a friendly lesson in his future.
Sure, I mean, it's probably a part of real estate in the house that she's a fan of. So.
Yeah, I would think.
So, I mean, you know, nobody's hanging out with Joe for his personality. Come to think of it, I don't know why anybody hangs out with Joe. But anyway.
No, wait a minute.
Let's be honest. I spend a lot of time with Joe. There's a lot of questioning in my head. 15 hours in the car, you question things.
Are you not your sexuality?
No.
All right. I was worried. Joe's making you question things? What?
Joe makes me question things when he looks at me with those dead inside eyes I can't resist.
Are we having a little Brokeback Comedy moment?
Of course we are. So you're saying that the weightlifting should be... So, like, at this point, it should be for the spouse.
Absolutely. You know, it's like any...
I feel like they're sealed in. I feel like the trap.
No, not necessarily. See, any marginal attempt I make to make myself look slightly more attractive...
Well, you do the hair. I mean,
I do the hair,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, you're very vigilant. Well, not very vigilant. Used to be a little bit more vigilant, to be honest. But you're fairly vigilant with keeping the color you prefer.
Yes. I mean, you know, there were some moments there where it was like there was some skunkiness going on. I get it. And there's more white showing when I don't get to the roots.
No, but there was a time where that never happened.
I know. Well, I know.
Yeah.
But you know.
It just tells me you're more secure.
No. It means that I just like ran out of time to do it. You know, it's a process, and it's a stinky process. And, you know, you have to find time to sit there and do that.
Well, you know, here, speaking of hair.
It's messy.
Know, the decision was if the daughter does not have the bat mitzvah,
uh-huh.
I was thinking about getting a little hair transplant done.
Really?
I was thinking about that because it's like 10G.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a good investment in your, you know, your feeling of self.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
So I was going to get that done, but we had the bat mitzvah. So the other night we were having a leftover frittata for dinner because we still have some food from the bat mitzvah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Everything. And I pointed out that this is hair plant frittata. You
know. Just point to a section where you would like to have plugs and that you're not having them because of that meal.
Yeah, that's pretty much what, if it wasn't for the frittata. I'll let everybody know. And I gotta be honest, the frittata was not that tasty. No, it had been frozen for a month or two, but
well, you know, I mean, Joe's girl says that about the sheets,
yes,
that he's never had a problem before this, and she thought he was referring to folding them at first when he
oh,
was
I can't
about it.
Oh, I can't fold fitted sheets.
I saw a video on YouTube about a woman who had this way of doing the fitted sheets, and it folded perfectly. Do you think I can remember what she did?
You know how I fold fitted sheets? I put them in a ball and throw them in the closet.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But no, Joe is struggling with putting the fitted. Yeah. But I think it's because his sheets were too small. Listen, if you have small sheets, or the elastic goes, but I don't think the elastic went. It seemed like a first time Joe's ever attempted fitted sheets. I don't understand.
Well, you know, like even normal people wrestle with it a little bit, but
the deep pockets, it's not really wrestling.
No, you can get it done. You know what really annoys me though is that they don't mark what's the top and what's the sides. So you get you put what you think is the top on, and it's hard to tell if you don't have it stretched all the way out. And then you realize it won't go. You try to pull it down to the bottom.
Time, then you figure it out.
No, but it's annoying.
Okay.
It happens all. You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to mark those fuckers. Who is going to see that?
It's your idea. There you go.
Yeah.
You could actually put like a little
marker on it, because who's going to see it?
Go. Sorry,
doing
so
it.
So you think one should continue to once they reach unfuckable and it comes to different people at different ages. Some people never reach unfuckable. Hugh Hefner, I think up until he was pissing himself, was fuckable.
Yeah, but you know, did you ever read little excerpts of what went on in the room when the girls next door were all party to this like group having to service Hugh Hefner together?
They didn't have to.
They chose to.
They chose to.
But he sets the rules in the house of like, it's tonight's the night that you're all going to do things to me. And just,
What a somebody, genius man.
It's nauseating thinking of this room full of people just like having to touch his saggy old balls.
Well, see, when I imagine it, it's my saggy balls. It's not
right. So. Well, and you should, because if you find yourself lying down and thinking about Hugh Hefner's saggy old balls, then just kill yourself.
I'm thinking of models lined up having to touch my saggy balls.
Joe's girl has posted the throwing up emoji.
I will assume that has to do with Hefner's
saggy
balls.
I'm assuming that's about Hefner's balls. I'm sure she never even thinks about your pristine, lovely balls.
Well, let's hope she does now.
Now I've put that image in your head.
You're welcome,
sorry.
Audience. You're a welcome audience. Enjoy Din Din. Have a nice supper.
No, I was looking at the girls in the mirror. What was it, last night or the night before?
Mr. Hillock's boys are called girls?
No. My girls.
Your balls are feminine.
Yeah. I'm calling them Laverne and Shirley.
Can you imagine that? How emasculating.
I would never get fucked again because they would curl right up. Everything would just curl up like a party, like
bloat
horn. Oh,
my man now has a vagina.
Oh, look at that. It all inverted.
I didn't even need surgery. Just me fucking opening my big stupid yap.
I know. It's like, no, I'm not going to emasculate him. Everything's fine.
No, life does that.
No, the twigs and berries are fine.
I'm sure they are.
But twigs. No, he doesn't have more than one.
Oh, did he could have Playboy Playmates come over.
Oh, please. He could have,
I would
know,
love multiple dicks.
Would you?
Absolutely.
Because you'd have more than one person to work on?
Yeah. I could have like a foursome. I could have all sorts of things going on.
I think that it would turn some people off, but it would really turn some people on.
I think it'd be hard to find pants that fit.
No. I think
I'd have to wear a lot of sweatpants.
No, I think that there would be like a lot of staring. There would be... No, not sweatpants. Oh, my God, no.
Because I need room.
Yeah, I know, but then everything would show.
I have two cocks, I want everybody to see.
You need something to hold those boys down. You need something...
No. They're ready to party. Because if you're a man and you have like a hard-on, you're a pervert. If you have two hard-ons, you're interesting.
Yeah, but would you have enough blood flow to get them both hard? You know,
one's ready to go, one's
the other one's like, oh,
like you can never get them both working at the same time.
Yeah, you know,
sounds
like
terrible.
One's and the other terrible. One's da da da.
Now
baby arm.
Now it's like the fucking bakery. You have to take a number.
Well, that's what happened in Hugh Hefner's bedroom. They were taking numbers.
Is that what it was?
It was pretty much like, okay, now you hop on this scaly old dick. Okay, get off.
He doesn't
now
turn
you
into a
on.
Lizard, you know.
I think he was. Ew. Ugh. What?
You know what? You'd fuck him. Now.
No, I never would.
I'm sure you would.
Oh. Ooh, no. Oh, no. Disgusting. Yeah. Everything about him. Ooh. Yeah. Gross. Nice no. Little, terrible.
Nice leisure wear.
No. Did have nice silk robes.
Yeah.
But I would just steal his robe.
Maybe hang out in the grotto and then...
Actually, you know what? I just thought the whole idea of that like sort of like cave over the pool was really cool.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man.
I mean, that sounded really
nice. That's worth a Hummer right there.
Well, worth a Hummer?
Like just to come up with that, you give the man a blowjob. Like, oh, wango.
Oh, no, no. No. No.
Just not a team player.
No, I just thought that would be a cool place to hang out. You know, you have a drink, you're lying in the
That's why it was there.
The
you have a drink,
and
you get
and
fucked
the
up.
Lights. Yeah, that sounds like a great place to party.
Yeah.
But not with him. No.
So, yeah. So the key to admitting you like things that the rest of society does not like is being unfuckable.
Okay. Is that the conclusion we got to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I own it. You'd think I'd be a lot less insecure with the knowledge that I'm unfuckable. You'd think I'd own that, too, but I don't.
No, you know, it's okay.
I feel like it's time I go to the sweatpants lifestyle and ill-formed, ill-fitting T-shirts that have, like, Chef Boyardee stains on them. I feel like that's where we're going.
Why don't we just get ironic Chef Boyardee T-shirts?
No, but I feel like that's when you give up.
Oh, no. Those people become the TV show 600-pound life people.
I don't have
people.
To be 600 pounds.
Good. Don't.
No, I mean, but I, you know, like a shirt that very tight, maybe baby blue with a nice sauce stain?
No. Oh, God, just, dude,
just
no.
So, just so the under of my belly can hang out? And, like, and like some baggy sweatpants with, like, undeterminable, like, stains on them?
No, because the next step is neck beard.
Neck beard?
You know neck beard.
I don't know neck beard.
Look, there's a certain group of people who, and I'm guessing maybe it's to cover up, like, a bigger neck or, like, extra chin.
Oh.
But there's a certain group of guys that grow neck beard. And it's the beard that, like, starts at the chin and works its way down the neck.
I feel like a lot of people do that now. It's like a thing. People do that. Beard, facial hair is in.
Yeah, but neck beard with pimply skin and,
well, I mean,
high-riding t-shirt with belly hanging below it.
Why do I have to have bad skin in this equation? I paid my dues.
Yeah.
I mean, I had bad skin. You know, not terrible skin, but, you know, pimples are a problem into the 30s. Yeah. Why now? I mean, you know.
Pimples are a problem into your 50s if you have female hormones.
Yeah, so why do I got to, you know.
No, not you. Right. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm
that not. If you go, Joe's girl says, Chinese all-you-can-eat attire.
Yes! See, Joe's girl gets me.
It's like, no, it's a, no. Because once.
All-you-can-eat attire. Yes!
That is great.
Thanksgiving alone attire.
Yes! Yes. Late night watching TV with Sara Lee attire.
Comic who's been out of 27 years and never made it, still doing open mics attire.
Girl who has never, ever seen a dick attire. 40-year-old woman who's never seen a dick attire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a neck beard. It's very discouraging for men when a woman has that.
Well, you know, I plucked mine, but that takes a lot of work.
I would very easily have a neck beard.
Yeah, do you have like the shave down onto
shave.
The neck and everything?
I gotta shave.
Yeah.
I will. It takes a lot of work to get this.
I will occasionally find a hair growing out of my neck that is so long that I'm like, why did nobody fucking tell me?
Because I didn't want to get slapped.
No! Tell me where it is so I can pull it out!
I feel like we should play a game, because games usually involve you or Joe losing, which is one of my favorite types of games, where Joe has to remove your long neck hair with his teeth.
Oh, God!
I feel like that would be a nice payback for you licking his feet, which is
no,
all,
I would not put anybody
which
through
is on
that.
Tavern Comedy YouTube channel, if you want to find that. I don't know if Joe's girl's ever seen that. But
all the foot fetishists who follow the show have seen me, my tongue in action. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I interrupted your story about a haunted house. I apologize.
I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about.
It was Connecticut and there was 3D and there were spiders. This was the good room.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying that there was that part of it that was like, we were walking around like stoners, like putting our hands out to try to touch the stuff that was floating in midair. I mean, I know it's not there, but it looks like you could
That's
touch
cool.
it.
So you immersed yourself in it.
Yeah, it was really fun. That part of it was really fun.
All right.
There were some good decorations and some good scares.
Somebody went to Rite Aid the day after.
What do you mean?
Get some Halloween decorations.
Oh, no, I actually didn't this year because I realized we have critical mass with the Halloween decorations. I didn't go and spend money on them. But, and we'll probably have a Halloween party next year, so you'll see all of them.
Wait, I'm going to come to your house?
No, we rent out a hall.
She's like, no! Nobody,
no, please
nobody
don't.
Comes
no,
to the Helix home.
No! That's crazy talk.
I've never been to the Helix home.
I know, there's reasons.
I was only at Joe's old home once. I've never been to the new home.
I know.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know where he lives.
I don't know where, just for a half an hour further away than where he used to live. That's all I know.
That's all. I know what island he's on.
Yeah. You guys are weird.
Yeah, I know. I know. Wait. Would Joe's girl saying next time go to Mr. Helix's feet, please?
Oh, look at her being all jealous and shit.
Yeah, really, that was not
like it's a fucking treat. Settle down.
Yeah, really.
And listen, we've already established Joe's such a prude, so it's not like you can even venture with his feet, Joe's girl. You know.
Yeah, I'm not getting near them again. Thank you very much.
I bet Joe would prefer Hasidic style sex if he could have it. Like, let's not look at each other. Let's put a sheet in between us. I don't even know if that's a real thing, but that's the rumor.
That's what I heard, but yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe doesn't even want to be in the room when he's having sex with somebody.
What do you think? He wants to phone it in?
Well, like, I feel like he'd be happier that way.
I don't know. I didn't realize he was that shy.
I didn't know, but it's just come out within the past couple of months on this show.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Oh. But we know now, and that's going to be a thing, even if it's not true.
That She goes, yeah, seriously, prude.
That's tremendous. That's fucking tremendous. She Joe's girl probably saw that video. It's like, oh, I wish I could be Pip. If
no.
only Joe would let me be that close to those tootsies.
Oh, God, no. No. I mean, it wasn't like it was terrible because we talked to each other. We're like...
You guys talked each other through it? You guys had a safe
word?
No,
we were like, all right, go up in the bathroom and clean off your feet before this show, because if any of us is going to have to do this, at least make it clean feet, you know? But it's not something that I want to repeat on anyone.
You know, there was a time you and Joe would do more for the show.
Yeah. Well, we did. So there you go.
I said there was a time.
Yes, it's committed to video forever.
Thank God.
I know. It happened.
All right, so go on.
The only thing that was really kind of a bummer about the thing is that they had actors that would run through and scare you, and one guy had a chainsaw, and of course they head for the screamers and torment them, and that's a lot of fun, and I'm usually the screamer, but this one woman was losing her shit, almost crying, and they all just like dogpile on the rabbit. They were just they were all after her to, you know, get maximum screamage. But one thing that was kind of a bummer was that there were some of the actors were these teenage girls that just had a little bit of makeup on, but like they had their normal hair and they were wearing like a t-shirt and jeans, and maybe there was like...
Yes, but that'll make sense. But because of that, certain men will have to run out of the building because of restraining orders.
They're not allowed near that
exactly,
building.
Exactly, so it's quite frightening.
Yeah, I know. It was just...
It wasn't in the budget to get them all dialed up.
I guess not. They would just like try to scare you. They would scare me if they jumped out of someplace unexpected.
You know what they should like? They should like mean girl you. You're wearing that?
I know, right?
That would have been frightening.
It's like, those pants make you look really fat.
Nice neck beard, lady.
I know. God, that hair is so long.
That would be the most traumatizing... That would be tremendous for a haunted house, like just a room where you get insulted.
Oh, you know what? It would be like so pushing buttons. I would just be in.
And you know who would get the call for that gig?
Oh, God, you would.
Yeah, well, I mean, right before the show, I get a call from an agency. You open the state? Yeah, I am. What you got going on? This is true. Pip was sitting right here.
Yeah.
All right, I got a gig in Queens. What you have to do is pretend to be a wine connoisseur, and they think you're wine. It's like a put on, and then you insult them. And the money was really bad. I'm like, no, I don't want to
and
do
then,
this.
And then you insult
I was like,
them.
There is nothing about this gig I want to do. No. Oh, but I was told you could get a lot of comics for that. I go, yeah, but you can't get me.
Wow.
You were here for it.
Yeah, I know. It was just like, you know, no mention, but you know, the money wasn't great, and it was a place with many, many tolls to go to.
Yeah, I was like, no.
And it was just, it just didn't sound like a good thing to do. And I wish you could see. I'm sure I had quite the, oh, does something smell in here? Look on my face when he told me what the gig was. I was like, what?
No.
And he's like, I don't even like wine.
Yeah.
So you imagine you're trying to swirl it in the glass drink it.
Tell me like it's a pizza tasting event. Now I'm like, go on.
Yes. It's like, stop drooling. Stop drooling. Let him finish the description.
I get free pizza. Where do I sign up?
I know. It sounds like the worst job ever.
It's like, I don't really drink wine.
No, I know. So that would be like such a waste for you.
Maybe I was confused. Maybe just like a bunch of Jews complaining. Maybe it was that type of wine.
Oh, you know what? I am a wine connoisseur.
No, but it's like, yeah, I get the people. Oh, you want to go do something where you insult people? No, I don't.
No.
I got a radio show for that. We're good.
I know. It's like, wait a second. I have Joe and Pip to insult.
And I'm very good with them.
So yeah. Yeah.
I do it well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I say the best.
But wait, I have to go back to your idea. That would be the most frightening haunted house ever.
It's just like, no, just
have
like
a
one
bunch of vicious fucking teenage girls.
Just one room.
Just
because I'm assuming like all these rooms have like different themes, right?
Yeah.
So like this is the high school fucking theme, like the high school cafeteria.
The high school room.
The high school cafeteria. You have them dressed up as like jocks and cheerleaders and shit, and just insulting the shit out of
you. Yeah, just like say the worst possible. Even
nice asses. I'm assuming there's multiples of them.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh my god. You know, did the doctor slap you when you were born? Wrong end. You know, I mean, like all, just. You know,
you can't sit here.
Oh, your hair is so greasy. Do you ever wash it? You know,
where'd you go shopping? 1988.
I mean,
maybe
just,
I could do this gig.
Wait,
maybe
nobody,
I should sign up.
Nobody has a Mean Girl Horror Hall,
but they should. This is a tremendous idea.
It is because, but it would leave psychological scars. That's a segue into the Afterbirth show. But it would just be terrifying. It would really be hurtful.
People would complain.
Oh my God!
I wasn't scared, but I'm insulted.
You know, it would be this is the Mean Girls, but you know, it would be the ultimate for men, gym class room. You know,
well, no,
climb that rope. What are you, a pussy?
No, I feel
get
like,
up there.
I feel like you can do it all in the cafeteria because that's usually where like everybody's together.
That was pretty much the jungle.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Like, and the guys, loser. You can't call them homos or fags anymore. You can't do
that. No, but
that was something that when we were growing up, you would call somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
But you couldn't do that anymore. Loser, wimp. Yeah. Hey, when are you going to get arms?
Yeah, I know.
they just have like, this is the gun show. That's the water pistol show. Just shit like that. Just mortify guys. Oh, my God. Nice head. I've never seen so much scalp.
Yeah, I mean, no. Ridiculous, horrible things.
Yes.
Just, it would, like, running the gauntlet just to get your friggin' milk and tuna sandwich.
People would, like, run through that room.
Oh, God, yeah. There was, in my lunchroom in high school, there was actually the cafeteria, and then there was an adjoining room that was called the Annex, and there were less people that would sit out there. I was at the far table in the Annex just to stay away from the animals. It was terrible.
Yeah, I went home a lot for lunch.
Because
we had, like I could go home, so I'd go home.
Oh, we couldn't. So yeah. I was stuck there. So I was like, oh, this is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I had my group of friends.
Yeah.
So I was all right. I didn't get bullied in lunch. No, I was good.
I sat there with the first while, I sat there with my best friend, and there was this one kid that would get just pummeled all the time.
Ugh.
He was this poor kid. So we're like, come over and sit with us. And we said,
oh, you were nice.
Yeah, we made friends with him because it was like, why are they so fucking mean to him?
You're a good person.
Oh, I don't know. I was back then.
Yeah, you're fairly good. You're good.
But then we got to go off campus, and I would walk down to the local diner, get a cup of coffee, and walk back to school. And by the time we were back, I was done with my coffee. It was like time for class. We wouldn't eat lunch. You know, so it was just like, let's get the hell away from here.
Anything else about this haunted house?
No, not really.
Just a little disappointed. I got you.
Yeah, it was fun. We did. There were definitely. I mean, that room with the 3D was like worth.
That's where they put all the money into.
Yeah. Well, no, but they put like great ideas into. There are other really cool places. It's like it was like you walked in and out of houses, and there was one. There was one room that was just so horrifying. There was a guy that was like one of these severely obese people lying in the bed, and he's got like oxygen mask.
How'd they get a hold of future me?
It was the future that you were talking about. And there were all pizza boxes on top of his
oh
bed.
Oh my God, this sounds amazeballs.
And there was like a terrible, disgusting bathroom across the way with like a little sheet hanging over in front of the toilet.
Go on.
It was...
Go on, Ghost of Christmas Future.
Oh God, it was terrifying. And then, you know, some creepy guy like chases you through that room and...
That's Joe, because, you know, he didn't pay for the pizza. So he's, like, really pissed off about it.
Yeah, he's yelling for his tip.
You owe money! By the way, you bring up tip. By the way, I have to call you out.
You do?
Pip posted something the other day on Facebook.
Yes.
First of all, she did a very, you know, a human thing, which she's supposed to do. She tipped the delivery person.
Yeah.
Which you should tip the delivery person.
Yeah.
How much you tip, that's up to you. But here's the thing. Pip lives in New York. And she grew up in Jersey. New York, New Jersey has the best damn pizza in the country. You can make an argument for Chicago. I know a lot of people will. It's a different type of pizza. It's a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
So fine. You want to go New York, New Jersey, Chicago, I'll entertain that. I'm not going to have the East Coast versus Midwest argument with you. I'm not going to do that. But here's the good thing about where we live. There are so many locally owned pizza joints
that are
so good.
So good.
Not everyone, but so good. And you can get pizza by the slice here, which you can't get in other parts of the country.
Right.
So generally, you will not find people of our ilk, of my ilk, at a Pizza Hut. I don't even know how they stay in business here. Papa John's, I don't even think is a thing here.
Ew, no.
And Domino's, which I'm amazed is open, but Pip ordered like five or six pies.
No.
How many pies?
Two.
Two pies.
But chicken wings. We ate it all weekend.
From Domino's. You just fucking kill yourself. Just you know what? Move to fucking New Hampshire. Call it, because you don't belong here. You do not belong here. There's plenty of Italians or Latino people who work in restaurants named after Italians where you can get genuine New York, New Jersey. You could get thin crust. You could get thick crust. You could get grandma slices. You could get any fucking topping you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking tremendous. I mean, they don't have the pizza insurance that Domino's has. Ugh, because when you're making Domino's, you need insurance. But how to order Domino's, unless it's midnight, when everything else is closed.
No, it wasn't that late.
No. Okay.
No, but it was on the cusp of being too late to order from some other places.
You could have tried.
No. I mean, we do. There's two other places that we get pizza from.
You ordered Domino's. You're a fucking disgrace.
But we really wanted the chicken wings.
You can't. A lot of these places have chicken wings.
Yeah. These specific ones. They're
Domino's
good.
Has nothing specific.
No, they do. Okay. I mean, but it was just.
But you ordered two pies. So it really wasn't about the chicken wings. You ordered two goddamn pies.
Yeah, but the thin crust.
It's fucking Domino's.
The thin crust is good.
You know what? Go fucking kill yourself. You know nothing about pizza. You're a fucking embarrassment. You do so many things to disappoint me. This is at the top of the list.
Wow, this is the worst one?
I didn't say it's the worst, because I'm sure if I go through my Rolodex of things that you do to disappoint.
I know. That's so cute. You have a Rolodex.
Because I'm old.
I know. Well, you got to get some use out of it. Let me keep all of...
Was it the pocket planner? Is that what it was?
The
palm pilot. Let me
hey!
Get my mental palm pilot.
Hey, that sounds like a good euphemism.
It certainly does.
Hey, you palm pilot.
But such a fucking disgrace. If Joe was here, he'd slap you.
Wait a minute. Really?
Such a fucking disgrace.
I know you were disgusted by this.
And you know what? I got a lot of people agree with me on your page, too.
Oh, you know what? I didn't get back to notice.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of laughy ones on that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I might have even gotten more likes or whatever than you did on your original post. Because I was like, yeah, she's a cunt. I don't know what she's doing.
Wait! Yeah, that's extreme.
That's how they felt. Oh. Anybody from this area, I could tell by the smiley emoticon. The laugh. I could tell that's what they were thinking.
I think that's a little far for the smiley emoticon. That's not what that says.
We've already established you have no fucking judgment, so
I have no right to weigh in on this at all.
You can weigh in, but your opinion means nothing. We've already established that.
Well, we do go to another local place, and I'll go there and get, you know, you have all different kinds of slices with different toppings on it.
Yes, I'm familiar with how pizza places work. Apparently, you're not.
Yeah, no. I'll go there and I'll get the different slices, and you know we'll. We'll have those for like a couple days, and there's another place where if I'm going to get a
full pie. When you walk in there, do you often they go, "Hey, would you like a thin crust?" You go, "No, you're no Domino's."
Well, they don't have the like individual slices with all the different things on it in thin crust, and that's how we get it from Domino's. And when we get the chicken wings, it's our lazy weekend.
Yeah, like there's an active Helix weekend. I mean, fucking settle down.
I know, we do have active weekends.
There's nothing active about
you.
You're not that active. Well, getting up off the couch, I guess, is active. Listen, yes. I don't do active shit either.
I had to answer the door. That was a lot.
Poor confused Jehovah.
Oh, no. I don't answer the door for them.
Yeah, you're a disgrace.
No, if they've got people with suits coming to my front door, get the fuck out of here.
I have like a joke when I ask about Jehovah's Witnesses and people go, and I go, do you know anything about Jehovah's Witnesses? And invariably somebody go, yeah, they're annoying. I'm like, lots of fucking people are annoying.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
A Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people that are annoying.
I'm sorry, but if I'm enjoying myself sitting on the couch and I've got my my hand down my pants and I'm watching TV. I don't want anybody coming to the door.
The fuck is on your TV with your hands down?
No, I'm kidding. You know, but you know the guy on Al Bundy? But I'm just saying, if I'm sitting there and I'm just relaxing, anybody coming to my door is annoying.
Well, listen, I would never come to your door because I don't know where you live.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in the witness protection program.
You and fucking Joe. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Ridiculous. So I'm going to take a break. I don't know where Joe is, so we'll wrap this up and move on.
Okay. We could do that.
So I did a show at a VFW this Saturday. Now, before I tell you the cool thing about it, I'll tell you the not-so-cool thing about the VFW. So you go into I've never been here, this VFW building. So you go into the parking lot, and there's arrows that tell you to go around the back of the building.
Yeah, okay.
So I go around the back of the building, and it's this thin fucking alley. And it says no parking along this thin alley. So you're between, like, a fence and a brick wall.
Why the fuck are they leading you back there?
To get to the parking lot.
Oh.
So you got to go back behind the building to get to the parking lot.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow directions. I'm going to be a team player.
Okay.
I'm going to follow directions. So I go through the alley very nicely,
yeah,
very well, get to the end of the alley. There's a car parked on the right a little further ahead, which is where there could be a spot there.
Okay.
But there's a car parked on the left right against the brick wall, like, you know, the brick wall comes and there's the car.
Yeah.
So now there's not supposed to park there. Now it's too fucking narrow. Now I've been led down a trap.
Oh,
like
like
a goddamn fish, like a fish trap. So now I got to back out. I mean, fish aren't good at backing out, and apparently neither am I.
You had to back all the way out?
I had to back out of this fucking alley. So now I got my stupid head swiveled around because I don't have one of these cars with the sensors on it and everything.
Yeah.
Got my head swiveled around, and I'll back it up. And what I think is straight. I think I'm going pretty straight. You know what I'm not doing? Going fucking straight. All of a sudden I hear,
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? It's my driver's side mirror.
Scraping the wall.
No, not scraping. Nay, not scraping. So instead of being like this, and I'm showing you like perpendicular to the car, you know, like a mirror is.
Yeah.
It is now like this.
Oh. Oh.
It's like one of those.
Bent back?
Bent back.
Oh.
It's one of those ones that can like, is like adjustable, but it can like bend back.
Right.
But they generally don't go in that position.
Yeah.
Like, fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So now I gotta continue to go out there. My mirror's like, oh, how much fucking damage is this now?
I know.
Finally get out. And then to get out of there, it's like, it's not like you just go back and then make one turn and like you're out. You got to go a little bit and then, you know, go and then straighten out like a little bit because you got the building in front of you, the brick building in front of you,
yep,
and like a fence behind you, and there's a car parked right there too.
Ugh.
Which is illegal. But so it's like a really maneuvering.
Yeah.
Finally I get out of there. Go, I park a couple blocks away.
Ugh.
Fortunately, the mirror snaps back into place.
Oh, good.
The cover on the mirror is gone. You know how those are, like,
yeah,
thing that covers all the electronics and everything?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That's gone. So I got to really pee now and then. So all right, let me see if I can find this fucking piece.
Well, you're a time traveler peer.
Yes, I certainly am. So I go back there, and the piece is on the ground, which is, you know, where you expect it to be, unless somebody ran over it.
Right.
So it's there, so I walk back to my car. Fortunately, it snapped right back.
Oh, my God. That was lucky.
But you know I fucking bitched about that during my show.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people were sympathetic to me because they experienced the same thing. I don't know if they ruined their mirror like I did or almost did, but yeah. Like, what type of bullshit is this?
Yeah.
You put arrows around it, and you can't get through.
Yeah.
I go, hey, who designed this? And they're like, the commander. Apparently, he's doing architecture and shit. I go, how about you put the building further back and you have parking spots in front? How about we do that?
Did everybody laugh?
Yes. And I was fixing shit because I was right.
Yeah.
Stupid. Thank God a car didn't pull in behind me because then I got to explain and go, listen, I got to back out.
It's like, we got to go. Yeah, because there's no way. There's a trap up ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
It could have been worse, though.
Well, you could have done what I did. And I was driving my old roommate's truck and I was backing out of the driveway and I forgot that there was a sapling that had grown big and strong on the left, and the way I had my head turned around to back up, yeah, I took the mirror off the side of the car, and oops. So she's like, I don't know why, but she was like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll pay for it. She's like, no, it's okay, I can tape it up. I don't know why, but she like duct taped it on there. It looked like really ghetto, but she was like, it's fine.
Gives me street cred.
But then she's driving along someplace and the mirror fell off the car.
Yeah, that'll happen with duct tape. That's such a great adhesive with like the vibrations and rain. And
I know, I was like, oh my God. So then I had, you know, I had to pay for the replacement mirror.
Was it about $350, $500?
I don't even remember. It was so many years ago. I know. Well, I mean, this was years ago. Oh. I don't know that there was that in there. So it wasn't terrible, but it was a couple hundred dollars. But I was just like... I offered to fix it right away. She's like, no, I'll tape it. I'm like,
that's a good extra mate.
I was just picturing. No, she was already kind of in the slide.
Well, she wanted to keep you in, you know, close.
Yeah, I guess so. But I was just like, picturing it falling off the car was really funny, but I didn't dare laugh because she was already cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Hey, you know, that like fucking bounced up and hit somebody else's windshield, fucking put a ding in it.
I know. It was probably a shit show on the highway.
That shit always happens.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, I've lost rearview mirrors. I've had a truck knock one off. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're you know with
trucks don't give a shit.
No, they don't. They'll take off anything that's hanging off the edge. I've seen trucks though with those things that are protruding from their wheels like the hubcaps with like things sticking out
spikes.
We saw that on the highway. We're like, what the fuck gives? What are you trying to like rip up other drivers for? There's no reason to have that except to be like cruel.
Well, that's I should look into that for the Kia.
Oh, you know what? It's a good look.
So I'd never done this VFW before in Clifton, and it turns out this is their first show they had. As it turns out. And it turns out the commander, I guess they still have commanders even though we're here.
I guess.
The commander saw me in Iraq.
Wow.
So like that was pretty cool.
That is wild.
So I gave him a copy of the DVD for free.
Yeah.
That I filmed in Iraq I kicked back to the National Military Family Association. So that was kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. And you're happy like, oh, good. At least somebody made it back okay.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, you don't know.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. That's really... And, you know, and he remembered you. That's really nice.
Apparently.
How many comedians did they see in Iraq, you know?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it depends what base he was at. I mean, if he's at a big base, probably could be a decent amount if he was at one of the FOBs. But he was a Marine, so I'm guessing he was at one of the bigger bases instead of one of the small forward operating bases we did.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was kind of cool.
Very cool.
You know, it's kind of like, oh. And my act is completely different now.
Oh, well, good. So you didn't have to see a rerun.
No, I mean, it was 10 years ago. I don't think they'd remember it anyway. But
I'm just picturing the guy who's like yelling the punchline, shut up!
No. No, I mean, they were happy with the show. You know, I'm my worst critic, but they were happy with the show, and that's all that matters.
Well, that is
But that was kind of cool. Happened once or twice before, too.
People remembered?
But then again, I don't know if it's true or not, because then people say they saw me on such and such show, and I was never on that. So I don't know. I'm not like, oh, what have you seen me on? I'm not that guy. These are people volunteering that information.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, I mean, I don't know. American Greed, people seen me on that. That they get a decent amount of time. American Greed.
I have not yet heard anybody saw it.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you weren't on there that long.
No, I was just a flash, which is good.
But I took pictures of it. I sent it to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
So I posted them, Joe and you, and yeah. What?
Oh, and I was not looking my best that day.
What are you going to do?
I know.
Listen, it inspired me. That might be the worst I looked.
I know that you were not happy with your look during that.
No.
What did you say? You said, I ate myself.
Yeah, it's like, I looked, you know, I'm like, go over it again, but
nobody was looking their best.
Yeah, but I was on a lot.
Oh yeah,
out of the three of us, I mean, they're doing a one-on-one interview with me. Yeah. And my lips are saying one thing, my chin's saying something else.
Oh.
What are you fucking doing? You need to work out when you come back from Cuba. That's what you need to do. Like, I don't think I'm probably around the same weight,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I look like that anymore.
No. No, well, like I said, you know, it's like your weight is redistributed
yes,
when you're working out.
It's all in my cup now. It's all in my cup.
Awesome.
It's where I like it.
Yeah, awesome.
Girthy.
Yeah, good.
So that was cool. All right. Well, on the break, we got hopefully Joe will be here, but if not, we'll start without him.
Yeah. Well, he'll be along shortly, I believe.
So we're going to talk. We're going to start with Facebook and Twitter's takes on political ads.
Okay.
We'll get into that conversation, and then we'll talk about the movie Booksmart that got censored for lesbian content.
Do tell.
I love me some lesbian content. But, yeah, we'll do that, and then hopefully Joe will be here, and we'll do Win the Barrel. Otherwise, I'm totally going to win if he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
I feel good my chances even Joe does show up, but if he doesn't show up, I'm willing to go to Vegas and put money on it that I'll win.
I think so.
Yeah. So on the break, we got new music from Captain Jack featuring Fun Factory with the song Change, and you can learn more about them at KHB.